The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome to The War Room, the latest addition to InfoWars live programming. The War Room is live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at Infowars.com/show and WarRoom.show. You can follow us at War Room Show on Twitter and The War Room Show on Facebook. And all of our content can be found on our YouTube channel. Subscribe for notifications. Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone bring you the day's biggest stories, as well as the latest breaking news, with a no-holds-barred, aggressive approach and commitment to bringing you the most cutting-edge analysis and information. For far too long, the liberal media complex has controlled the narrative. For far too long, the silent majority has been muzzled. The silent majority is no longer silent, and we control the narrative now. This is The War Room.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome to this Thanksgiving edition of The War Room. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, your friends, your loved ones, as we are celebrating with ours here. I am thankful for you out there that make it all possible by supporting us, sharing our links, sharing our videos, sharing our broadcast, and by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm thankful for my friends and family that made it all possible, helping me get here. I'm thankful to the crew that comes in here every day and makes all of it possible as well. So as we take a holiday over Thanksgiving, we will leave you with a special broadcast today highlighting all the coverage we've done here on The War Room of the Las Vegas shooting. Now, this terrible tragedy was something that was in the mainstream news for about a month. And unfortunately, even though it was very important and the main topic for a long period of time, especially in today's very condensed news cycle, it was shocking that we still couldn't get the truth. And still here we are, almost 2 months later, still unknowing of what actually happened in Las Vegas that day. Obviously, Alex Jones and his sources have been bringing you the truth about Stephen Paddock, the ties to ISIS, the ties to leftist terror, and everything that's been planned by the deep state to try to harm Trump supporters, attack Trump supporters, and at the end game, remove Trump from office. So what we do here is we have compiled different segments from the month of October, mainly when we were covering the Las Vegas shooting. A lot of the main talking points or the official narrative does not add up, something that we feel we have proven beyond a reasonable doubt. For example, the single shooter narrative is one that certainly does not add up. Now, not only will we be presenting to you video and audio, breaking it down today, showing you how the single shooter theory is not possible, we also had multiple live witnesses come on The War Room and share their testimony, which also indicates multiple shooters, which seems to have a strange reminiscent, as we got the JFK files released, reminiscing on the single shooter theory from the JFK assassination. Now we learn 54 years later that there were multiple shooters, according to the official FBI documents that President Trump released. So will it take 54 years for the FBI and the government to release whatever classified information they have on the Vegas shooting? Or will we learn before Trump is out of office? But what you will find out is that the official narrative is not true, and there are a lot of anomalies in the Las Vegas narrative. So we've got guests on, we've got eyewitnesses, and we've got video and audio from the scene breaking it down, really analyzing the lies coming from the official narrative. Folks, thank you so much for choosing to let us in your home on this Thanksgiving day. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running all kinds of great specials through Cyber Monday, and these are great specials for the holidays coming up as well. So please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Continue to support us, and we will be here today breaking down the Las Vegas massacre, the lies, the eyewitness testimonies, the videos, breaking it all down as you enjoy your Thanksgiving meal. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I'm driving home here about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. But also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
To believe it, but it is a Friday, and this week has flown by for obvious reasons, trying to wrap our head around the Las Vegas massacre, all of the fake news, all of the politicization, all of the narratives that just don't add up. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Warroom.show for all of our content. At War Room Show on Twitter is where you can find us. And we are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time. So I've got stacks and stacks of news, updates on the Vegas shooting. We've got another sexual assault charges being waged in Hollywood, and then just scores of other news. Before we get to any of that today, we are joined by an eyewitness to the Vegas shooting. Truly a miracle that people were able to survive. We're glad that he was able to survive and join us today. He has chosen to remain anonymous, but we will call him David. So I want to ask him what he thinks happened based on what I've seen. And David, it sounds to me, based on your eyewitness account, you pretty much agree with the other eyewitness accounts and the research that suggests that there were multiple shooters that night.
You know, it certainly sounded like it in the very beginning, that first two or three minutes, that you know, there was gunfire in different areas. The first round, while it was on when the music was going, it sounded like it was in a different place. And then the later rounds, what in the like the second, third, and maybe the fourth volley, some of those were overlapping. And, you know, there's a lot of echoes in there, so I could be wrong. And I've never heard gunshot coming over my head. I've shot a lot of guns, but I've never been shot at. So it's a completely different sound when you hear that bullet break the sound barrier coming at you. But I definitely heard overlapping, and I heard bullets going different directions. I mean, you could hear going away. You don't hear the bullet, but the shot, when it's not pointed at you, you don't hear the crack. You hear when it's coming your direction. When it's pointed somewhere else, it's going, you think it's going a different direction. Anyway, in the first two or three volleys, you know, and I've asked other people that were with us there, and they felt like in the first two or three volleys, it was like a gang shootout because it was overlapping fire. And it may have just been that second and third volley, but they were shorter. And then you started hitting the 100 round volleys or 50 to 100 rounds, whatever it was. They were long. Y'all lost track. It certainly wasn't a 30 round mag, coming at us. So that was the part that led me to believe that there was more than one shooter. And when you're leaving, after the shooting was over and we were, it was probably about the 12th or 13th minute was when we made it out the backside of the venue. Most of the people who were shot are in that front side. We didn't see them. We went under a bunch of bleachers and then came around, the back bleachers and then went out the side, opposite from the strip side. I think it's Mandalay Bay Drive that wraps around the backside as well. When we went out that, we're hearing people yell, there's other shooters. There's a shooter on Luxor. There's a shooter on Tropicana. And, you know, granted it's bedlam and people are in shock. And as we were, everybody was, you know, everybody except the active duty and the former military who obviously dealt with this. Those guys were doing a whole different, reaction than the majority of people who were there. I mean, and so, but you're hearing all of these people just, you know, there's a shooter over there, a shooter over there. You don't know what to believe at that point once that the main shooter stopped from Mandalay.
Now, you said that you heard shots coming from different directions. So I wanted to kind of pontificate on that a little bit. Obviously, we saw that there were two shooting galleries set up in the hotel room. But are you saying not just from those two different shooting galleries potentially, but two different areas in general of the venue?
No, I don't know about the backside. I heard somebody say there was a shooter from Tropicana, and then I heard one of the callers has said that. I never heard that shot where we were. We were in the front. We were catty corner, as close as you can get to the actual entrance at Mandalay Bay and the Strip, without being where the policemen were hiding behind that masonry wall. So we were like 20 yards behind them, 20, 30, maybe, yeah, 60 feet behind them, behind trailers. And in the beginning, you know, it's the shots sounded lower. They didn't sound like they were coming from above. And I don't know if I could chalk that up to, you know, the fact that you've got all these hard surfaces that the bullets are bouncing. I mean, the shots are ricocheting or echoing off of, not ricocheting, but the sound is echoing off of. It could be attributed to that, but we're, you know, I knew what the echoes were and the repeat of the echo. And you could hear in that beginning, just the overlapping, the shots. And it wasn't long. It was like, you know, maybe five or six overlapping on another one. And so to me, that's what made me feel like there was, more than one shooter. Could I be wrong? You know, absolutely. I mean, I've never been shot at before, but it sure sounded, like there are multiple shooters.
And you're also saying that it sounded like it was coming from closer than 32 stories up at Mandalay Bay from where you were at, which again, to me, lines up with some of the audio that we've heard from the event, where it does sound like there's gunfire, maybe not necessarily on the ground, but certainly closer to ground level than the 32nd floor.
Yeah, if you look at the way Mandalay Bay, you know, to get into their entrance, you go up probably 20 feet off the street, something like that. I think it rises up into the Mandalay Bay, their entrance. And my first reaction was it was coming from there. And, you know, there's a shootout right in the entrance in that main area on the corner of their corner of Mandalay Bay and the Strip. But then it became very apparent that it ended up being one shooter going from, one shooter coming from above. But when we ran, you know, about 7 minutes in, we left where the position we were at and we went underneath the lounge and the bleachers for the Neon Lounge, they called it. It was the VIP section where that tent was over that lounge area. We ran underneath there and we kept moving because you're not sure if they're shooting in from street level or, you know, where exactly it was coming from. Even though that they were shooting out of that 32nd floor, I still think there's some shots. It still sounds like it's from a lower.
Guys, pull that map up again real quick, because I want to ask our eyewitness one more time or another question before we get him off. Now, you mentioned when you were on with Alex Jones that there was a clear concentrated area that looked like it took the brunt of the fire to start because that's where you saw most of the bodies. Can you point to us exactly where that area is at?
Yeah, that's a different layout, but the stage is probably basically where it is. But the bleachers if you're looking at the stage, the bleachers to the right aren't there. What's about 40 yards back, closer to Las Vegas Boulevard, was the VIP section. And there were bleachers about 15 rows of seats. Yeah, that's probably. And then behind the bleachers, there was a lounge area. And it probably went 70 yards down the strip to where that circular round area, that half circle is right on the Las Vegas Boulevard. I brought one of the maps. I don't know. I think it's probably still in there.
But you're saying between that area and that rounded area next to the 200 feet took the brunt of the fire, you think?
Yeah. So what it looked like were, if you look at one of the shots where they blurred out the people, the victims that were laying down, that shot was from the middle of the arena, approximately right out in front of the main stage, looking back towards the VIP section, and where they blurred out the people. That shot was from looking basically from somewhere in front of the stage, kind of towards Luxor, to the right side of Luxor is where that shot was. That section in front of the stage, they had a catwalk, and then they had their equipment lines run, and they had barriers blocking people from crossing from right side of stage to the left side in the front of the stage. And that right side looking at the stage between the VIP and that block where the sound guys were in the middle of about 50 yards out probably took the brunt of all the shots that I saw from that
photo. Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private label by us, totally fresh, last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
No conspiracy between the FBI, between LVMPD and the MGM. Nobody is attempting to hide anything. Reference this investigation. The dynamics and the size of this investigation requires us to go through voluminous amounts of information in order to draw an accurate picture. My attempt, like I stated earlier, is to give you information as I know it, unverified, to calm the public, not to establish a legal case. Everybody understand that? No question, sir.
A very interesting press conference today from the Las Vegas Police Department. That was Sheriff Lombardo. Again, FBI agent Ruse doesn't really give many details, doesn't answer any questions. He says no conspiracy. He's specifically says MGM, FBI, and the police department. Strange how he includes the MGM in there, considering they're doubting the official timeline. But he says no conspiracy, but here's what Sheriff Lombardo said just the other day.
It's an ongoing investigation, and when I say I do not know, I may know.
When I say I do not know, I may know. Okay, well, maybe that's a conspiracy to not let the truth out. Maybe not, but it's, again, very interesting, especially when you consider what he said in the most recent press conference today, which they kind of just snuck up. They didn't really give it much publicity. The only people that rebroadcasted it were Fox, again, ignored by MSNBC, ignored by CNN, ignored by Bloomberg, ignored by BBC, ignored by Sky News. Just nobody plays it. And, you know, there was something else that he said that was interesting. In fact, let's roll it again. Roll clip 19 one more time. Go to this clip from today.
There is no conspiracy between the FBI.
I've never heard that anybody say this before.
LVMPD and the MGM.
No one's ever addressed a conspiracy.
Hide anything. Reference this investigation.
No one's trying to hide anything? Where'd the security guard go? Why is the timeline changing? Why was Paddock wearing gloves?
Of information in order to draw an accurate picture.
That's what it was. Unverified information. That's what he said that was strange. Okay, I was trying to remember what he said. All right, you can pot that down again. Okay. So again, what is that? Unverified information. What is he talking about? But here, this thing snuck up on me, so I'm going to try to read notes off of this tiny little piece of paper here. But okay. So now they've retracted on the timeline again and are again saying that he fired at 10:05 and not 9:59, and they're saying he fired for 10 minutes. Now, originally, they said that the shots rang out till about 10:19, which was true according to my research. In fact, I didn't pull this video. I didn't have time today, but you can go and you look at the cab driver's video, the one video that was probably the most famous. You can hear the gunshots ringing, and I'm pretty sure she's looking at the clock, and it's 10:17. So literally that timeline can be disproven to me with the cab driver video. They're saying that the shooter stopped at 10:15. Pretty sure the shots went to at least 10:17. Are these peanuts in the overall investigation, or is that significant? So they're saying the shots now started at 10:05. That's when the security guard was hit. And then after that is when Paddock allegedly started firing into the crowd, the lone shooter. They're saying that officers arrived on the 32nd floor at 10:17, and allegedly that is 2 minutes after the shots were fired, according to their official timeline. And they're saying the reason why it took so long was because they evacuated all the rooms on the floor before they breached the room, which I don't know. I'm not a police officer. We're going to be joined by Brandon Tatum next week. I'm curious if that makes sense. If you've got an active shooter that is apparently just letting fire rain through the hallway out the door, wouldn't you want to just get in there and take the shooter down before he starts firing? wildly while people are on the floor. Maybe that's why they did evacuate the room. So I'm not making any claims there. I'm just saying this is what the official story is. For the first time in the press conference, Sheriff Lombardo was adamant about no questions. He said it multiple times. For the first time in any press conference that I've ever covered doing this, I've never heard anybody denounce conspiracy. I've never heard anyone denounce a cover-up or a lie. And I've never heard somebody actually implicate the players involved as Sheriff Lombardo did, the Las Vegas Police Department, the FBI, and the MGM. Again, I don't want to think that Sheriff Lombardo is a liar or trying to hide anything. In fact, I would say that he's probably being tugged around by the FBI, and I have a reason for that, especially at the end of this. I'll get that to in a second. He did mention that the Las Vegas Police Department's role has been contracted or compacted throughout this investigation, meaning basically their role was shrunk and the FBI's role was basically they took over and went in charge. Lombardo specifically said there were no other bad actors. He did lead that, though, saying that they have been searching, that they have been looking into it for potentially accomplices and other bad actors, which I think everybody at this point believes there were at least two shooters. But think about that. Biggest mass shooting in history. They think there's accomplices. Anybody who's done their own analysis of the videos and the audio from that night believes there's more than one shooter. No lockdown, no manhunt, nothing. Nothing, no shelter in place, no emergency. It's just all good. Don't worry about that. FBI said, quote, nothing was overlooked. And quote, they're making great progress. Now, I found this odd. A, nothing overlooked. If you still say there's one shooter, you've obviously overlooked everything. And then two, he says, quote unquote, great progress. What progress? There has literally been no progress. In fact, if anything, there's been regress. You've changed the timeline multiple times. You're missing the security guard that was allegedly a hero. What progress has been made on this at all? Agent Ruse from the FBI says, I quote, great progress. I ask you, the listener, what progress? I've seen no progress. They said that Lombardo said that the shooter also aimed at police. Now, this is when he started getting a little emotional, actually started crying. And he said that once police arrived on the scene, they believed that the shooter was then targeting police and police vehicles. So another little interesting wrinkle. Again, now unfortunately you're left to debate the sheriff in this deal. And then he finishes the press conference to me with one of the most interesting things. He said, thank you for letting me be your sheriff. Now here's why this was interesting to me. All the time I have been covering this and researching these things, the sheriff or who's ever in charge of the police department, I always go back to Ed Davis, formerly of the Boston Police. Whenever there is a police officer that cooperates with the FBI and goes along with their official narrative, the police officer, usually within a year, gets a promotion and is no longer with that police department. Is that what Sheriff Lombardo was alleging to, pointing to, giving you a foreshadowing, saying, thank you so much for letting me be your sheriff? Has he already accepted the promotion? Have they already told him how it works? Or was that just an emotional moment when he was really feeling for his city? I don't know, but when I look at the past, I look specifically at people like Ed Davis, I can't help but say, is Lombardo about to get a nice, juicy promotion for going along with the FBI and letting the FBI railroad him and his department into the ground? I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see. We're going to be joined by Laura Loomer on the other side. She's been all over the security guard story. Jesus Campos, I'm telling you, this is all weird. Jesus Campos disappeared on Thursday. He will rise again Sunday. Mark my words.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose auto ship before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for auto ship because we hold back a surplus for auto ship customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on auto ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWars Life.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we've got Brandon Tatum in studio. He's got direct experience with this stuff. He's a police officer. We're going to get his take. Apologies to Mike Cernovich. Unfortunately, we got bumped because the press conference that went on, it just finished. So we'll have comments on that. I'm going to go back to our eyewitness one more time before we get out of here. He obviously heard that. My question for you is, have you reached out to the FBI? Have you reached out to the Las Vegas Police Department? Have they heard your eyewitness account?
You know, no, I haven't. I probably should, but I didn't. I don't know. I felt like they probably were getting overloaded. There was 25,000 people there, and I didn't know what mine would add to it. There was also six Las Vegas PD right in front of me. They heard exactly what I heard. They were against that wall. I was 30 yards behind them, and they probably heard better than I did. So, and you can hear it on their, on, I guess, on their body cams is what that was. So, no, I haven't. But, you know, if they want me to, I will. I mean, I'm glad to offer the information.
Now, any parting words for our audience? You heard some of that press conference. You've seen probably most of the theories. You were there. Final words before we let you go.
I just pray for the victims. Pray for the families of the victims. I mean, what they're going through right now, I can only imagine. So, you know, pray for them. And there's always more to the story, and truth is stranger than fiction. What happened there was just, it was crazy. No other way to explain it. When you're getting shot at, it's a whole different ball game, and I have a newfound respect for our active duty military and veterans. My goodness, what you go through, and police officers and any first responders. I mean, you know, blessings to them. Pray for them.
Yep, that's right. Thank you so much for your eyewitness testimony. God bless you. Glad that you are still with us. Yeah, exactly. You know, it wasn't the ACLU that was running towards rapid fire. That wasn't Black Lives Matter. That wasn't by any means necessary. No, it wasn't even the members of Congress. It was the police officers that ran towards that and stood their ground too. You know, Brandon, more video is surfacing where you can see, as he was saying, there were police officers by him where it's like, pop, 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 pop. And then you see police officers get up and get in position like they're ready to go. I mean, that's bravery. That's courage.
Right. That's stuff that we experience. We're trained to do it. And I think that's why people should give law enforcement respect, because in situations like this, everybody's running, screaming. There's chaotic situations. And the only thing that can cause calm to happen is you see poised men and women with, you know, training and experience going to the threat and trying to eliminate it and saving lives.
Yeah, I like to think, you know, everybody would like to think that they would go into hero mode when something like this happens. But until you actually see it, you know, like they said, the only people that really went into that mode were veterans and were the police officers. And for obvious reasons, they had the experience. You know, to the average individual out there, that would just be a crippling moment. Real quick, I want to go over some bullet points, highlights from the press conference. They said no credible info on motive. So somehow they still have no credible info on motive. They said they have no credible connection to ISIS. They said that they don't like hearing all the conspiracy theories. It doesn't help. I do want to point out that the FBI agent, Roos, I call him because this whole thing is a huge ruse to me, is always looming. Every time they have these press conferences, very strange, he's always looming. They don't know what the Tannerite was for. They have no clue about anything with the Tannerite. They did not mention anything about the theories that was the same type of material used in the explosions in New York. But I want to get to one point with Brandon here, because it's something that I think is very revealing to me. The sheriff says that he was asked about the video that was being recorded, and in past press conferences, they said nothing was recorded. They don't have any proof that anything was recorded. They haven't seen that. Today, he said more specifically, he in particular hadn't reviewed any footage. Which to me, he's saying basically like the FBI has access to that. I don't. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, just from my personal experience, this is a frustrating thing about local law enforcement, is that at times we have access to this information. We wish that we can do the investigation. We'll lay it out thoroughly. We don't have a political agenda. We'll put it out. The public will know as much information as they need to know. But when these big time agencies come through, they take, you know, all of the evidence. They do their own investigation, and we don't know what they're doing with it. We don't know if they're going to be deceptive with it or not. And it's very frustrating. And I can see now that people are frustrated because they hear the sheriff saying one thing and the FBI, you know, being
saying nothing,
evasive,
really.
At least.
Yeah. I mean, I give the sheriff credit. I mean, when he comes out, he's at least direct and addresses exact points or exact arguments. Every time this agent Ruse gets up there, he doesn't say anything. He just says, trust the FBI. We want to get the facts. And then mentions nothing. I mean, you talk about this being frustrating. Do you see that on the look of the sheriff? Does he look like someone potentially frustrated at the lack of ability to do a thorough investigation?
Well, just listening to him talk, seeing him shake his head when he's coming up with different facts that he has to present. But I know deep down inside, and I can't speak for the man, I don't know in his heart and his mind, but in being in that position before, I can tell that he's frustrated. And I know it's frustrating because, like I said, when the FBI comes along, they take, you know, responsibility for a lot of things that law enforcement wish that they can investigate. Look, it happened in their jurisdiction to their citizens. They were the ones going out and risking their lives to eliminate the threat, not the FBI. So to have them take over, it's kind of frustrating. You're like, hey, this is our responsibility. We're the ones that want the information. This is our people. We want to do what's right for our people and not leave it up to those who come down after the fact and who probably don't care.
Now, obviously, this is an extreme situation, so perhaps you don't have the exact type of experience as something like this, but based on your experience as a police officer in the military and how you go about these investigations, what do you think about the statements they're saying they have no credible info on motive still, and that they're willing to say they have no credible connection to ISIS? What do you make of that?
Well, I just want to make sure I clarify. I spent time in law enforcement, never was in the military.
Okay.
But I think that what it is that for law enforcement, in a law enforcement perspective, I mean, you don't want to have to take a step out there and make accusations and then have to retract. So I think the confident thing to do in law enforcement is to say, hey, at this point, we don't have any clear signs. We can't go off hypotheticals. We have to be factual. We don't have any clear signs. But for the FBI, I'm sure they've been doing this. They have educated opinions about stuff. They've seen it all. I think they have the facts, but they don't want to present them for whatever reason, whether it's because they don't want to give away the leverage, the tactics, or they want to be disingenuous. One of the two.
Or perhaps they're trying to cover something up that they may have been involved in.
Exactly.
That's my words, not yours.
Right.
Awesome. What do you make of the Tannerite at the scene? I mean, this to me seems like something that's kind of being swept under the rug. We've heard reports that he tried to blow up Tannerite by the airport. Obviously, the Tannerite was in his car. We've seen reports theorizing that this was the same material used in the New York explosion. I can't confirm or deny that. I still need to do my research, but I would feel like this would be a more of a concern considering the explosive capability of this material.
Right, and it should be. This is something that we should be talking about. Obviously, this makes this situation go from being a everyday person who lost their mind to some type of tactical, planned out scenario that was meant to cause as much carnage as possible. I think that with the plan he had, the things that we saw, the ammunition, the tactics, all of that he had an attempt to kill everybody. I'm starting at 22,000 people dead.
Yeah, certainly thousands if he's trying to blow up that Tannerite.
Right, exactly.
So, and again, every time the FBI agent comes on to the set, he has no information except, hey, you need to trust us. We need to get down to the facts. And every time the sheriff comes to the podium, he at least is willing to answer things and directly say things like ISIS, other people being there. So it's very interesting. I'm not even sure where to go with it from here. You know, I've got a report here that I think is very strange. This was from NBC News. Investigators are puzzled by two discoveries. First, a charger was found that does not match any cell phones that belonged to Stephen Paddock. So you had cell phone chargers in the room that obviously weren't his. And then second, records showed during the period of when Paddock's car left the hotel garage, one of his key cards was used to get in the room. I mean, to me, that says someone else was there. There had to be an accomplice.
Right. That's that's clear evidence that something else is going on here. You have different charges. You have somebody using a key card. I don't know what else they expect to find from this. I think a ghost did it. I doubt it. So I think that that's evidence. And I think that we're finding more and more as time go along. And I think that they should be honest about it.
And that's what we can hope, and it's just my opinion right now. I would much rather have the Las Vegas Police Department in charge of this and leading this, and I'd like to see the FBI step aside, but I doubt that'll happen. We'll be right back with more of the War Room on the other side.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving, and I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture.
The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's put under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure water filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We've got Brandon Tatum, Officer Brandon Tatum in studio. I'm going to go over some of these headlines with him. This is The War Room. We are live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Everything we post on Twitter is considered sensitive now, even if it's just a picture. That's sensitive now. You know what? We were saying maybe it's because we're a couple of young men in studio. Maybe it's because we have different ethnic backgrounds. But I actually think it's probably because that American flag in the background.
Right.
That has to be what it is. All right. So I want to just go over some of these stories with you, Brandon, and get your take on it. As we were covering before the last break, investigators are puzzled because they found chargers in the room that do not match the cell phone that Paddock was using. That would implicate that there was someone else in the room, potentially another gunman, we don't know. Secondly, garage records show that during the period when Paddock's car was out of the hotel garage, his key card was being used. So again, does that implicate an accomplice? That just leaves more questions. And then the biggest one that, again, the sheriff mentions in the briefing, I think the sheriff is really trying to get the people the truth, to be honest. The door was open to the hotel room. He said what alerted the security guard was that the door got opened to the hotel room. To me, that says someone fled the scene.
Right. I mean, every sign is pointing to there being more than one person. And I think that, you know, if it sounds like what it is, then we need to call it what it is. I think the person's key card being used, you know, cell phone chargers that doesn't match, the door being wide open, you know, the fact that they can't figure out why he would kill himself had a getaway plan.
Mm-hmm.
Or it appears that he had a getaway plan. So all of it is fishy, but you know, my hat goes off to the law enforcement personnel who's doing the best he can, in my opinion, to tell the truth and to give us as much information as he can without exposing an investigative properties.
So then you have these stories. Las Vegas massacre gunman was planning more attacks and a car bombing spree, investigators fear, as it's claimed suicide may have been accidental. Accidental suicide? No. Detectives believe Stephen Paddock planned to flee the scene of the attack alive after shooting hundreds of concert goers. And that's what the sheriff's department has said. So the whole narrative that he committed suicide, to me, doesn't add up, especially when you consider that there was an hour between the last gunshots fired and when they breached the room.
Right. So there's a lot of possibilities there in my mind. Like, the theory that I'm thinking about, like I say, I can't confirm it, but the theory I'm thinking about is that maybe this whole thing is planned out. He's a part of a puzzle. The law enforcement personnel found him fairly quickly. I think that being on the 32nd floor, law enforcement personnel having to clear each floor to get to him.
Each room.
Right. Each room. I mean, they probably didn't clear each room, but they probably at least held and cleared each floor. So with all of that being said, he probably thought he had a lot of time. Maybe they had a plan to, if any one of us get exposed, then you have to make the ultimate sacrifice. And I think maybe once he realized, hey, there's no way out, he got the cameras that see SWAT personnel coming down the hall. He know he's not going to win that battle. He's just not. I don't care how many guns he had in the room. He's not going to win the battle with the tactical trained people. So I think he may have thought, hey, man, I probably should end this. Or another hypothesis could be that the person who was in there with him offed him and fled the scene, which would leave the door open, his key card being used, yep, and he left his phone charger behind. So it's definitely more than one person, and I think that we should be open to these theories and not look at everything we see on TV at face value.
And the strange thing is, they've said that they still cannot produce the audio that would have been the suicide shot. There was an hour between the final shots and when they breached the room and found the dead body, but yet they say he had plenty of firepower remaining, and he was believed to flee the scene. Here's another one. This is from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Paddock may have been used in the New York City bombing. Was this guy selling this sort of stuff to terrorists? This is another question that's looming in many people's minds, Brandon.
Yeah, I mean, that's information that I need to still look into. I'm not sure, man. That gets even deeper in the weeds if he's selling this stuff. I mean, obviously he has a lot of, I wouldn't say unaccounted for money, because he supposedly had real estate that he sold, made lots of profit. He gambles. Supposedly he wins during while he's gambling. I don't know how a person will win that much, but you know, it could very well be, you know, he has a money trail. He has motives. It could be.
So another strange story. This is from NBC News. Vegas shooter's girlfriend says he would lie in bed moaning and screaming. I'm not really sure what that's about. But also from the Gateway Pundit, Mary Lou Danley is lying. Neighbors say she moved all of her belongings out of the house in August. So that would implicate that perhaps she knew something, not necessarily about this. She's saying that she assumed that the $100,000 to buy a house was Stephen Paddock breaking up with her. I don't know. Again, everything that she's saying just leaves more questions than answers.
Right, and I hope that they don't think that we're that stupid, that we can't kind of figure these things out. Okay, it's obviously strange. There's two sides to every coin. You know, she makes statements about him laying in the bed, screaming and crying, or whatever he's doing. That tells you that this person didn't just crack up one day. That at some point, he was showing signs and symptoms of either being crazy or radicalized. I think his family knew about it. I think she knew about it. But you know, everyone is trying to cover their tail. She don't want to be implicated with him, and his family members don't want to say that they knew a lot but never told anybody. So I think that's the problem that they're facing. I think everybody's being disingenuous, but at some point I hope that we can get to the bottom of it and find out what's going on.
And it's also worth mentioning that he did get prescribed Valium, a pretty heavy dose of Valium, which can lead to psychosis or at least mental numbness. Former Trump campaign official claims Las Vegas shooter made ISIS tape. Okay, well, we do know that they had cameras there, multiple cameras, four are what we're told. Now, the sheriff is saying that he does not have any knowledge or access to those videos. That, to me, means the FBI is railroading it. But, Brandon, here's what I'm going to break on this show right now. And, again, this is just eerie to me. I don't know what this means, if it means anything, but it's very eerie. Guys, pull up my Twitter, and I'm going to explain this because people didn't understand what this tweet meant. So I'm going to explain this. Let's go to the images, guys. So, okay, stay here. This first image, this is an image of the Ogden Hotel, the room that he supposedly rented that was overlooking the concert that had Chance the Rapper and others there. Now, the green line, according to Halal Trip, That is the direction you would have to face to pray to Mecca. Okay? It goes right down the shot where he would have been blasting into the audience of concert goers. So you go, okay, Owen, you're crazy. And maybe I am crazy. I don't know. I'm just showing you what I found. Go to the next image. Here's an image from Mandalay Bay. That is the direction, according to Halal Trip, you would have to face to pray to Mecca. Where's the line? Right down the shooting line where people got shot. Again, this is just according to Halal Trip, which direction you face to pray to Allah. Now let's go to the Chicago. This is the Blackstone in Chicago. The direction you would have to pray to Allah, once again, goes right over the crowd that would have been Lollapalooza. According to Halal Trip, the three hotels we know he tried to rent and the events that were happening that he would have been overlooking and allegedly trying to shoot up all face the direction that you would face to pray to Mecca, to pray to Allah, according to HalalTrip.com. I don't know what this means. I'm just bringing this up. Brandon, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. It's very coincidental. I think that at this point, you know, before a person can rule it out, because, you know, people say, oh, it seems like that's far-fetched. But if you're going to say that that's not the truth, then you're going to have to show proof of why is this person and why are these angles matching up to a certain, you know, projection. Because we've seen that ISIS has already projected that they've taken responsibility for what he's done. They doubled down on it, tripled down on it. They even said that he converted, and there's these videos that are out. So what I would say, I can't confirm that. I wouldn't go so far as saying that, but someone is going to have to answer the question, why is there a correlation? And we need to figure out what was his motive.
Yeah, and I'm on the same page as you, and that's why when I tweeted this, I said, I'm just going to leave this right here. I didn't implicate anything because to me, again, it's just like a coincidence, but
right.
After I looked at it and I saw Mandalay Bay, I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's a coincidence. Then I looked at the Blackstone. I was like, oh, okay, man. And then I looked at the Ogden and it's like, really? Three times? Right. That's the direction? That's just strange to me. And then if you go look at Halal Trip, really none of it makes sense anyway. But again, I'm not Muslim. I don't understand the whole tactic of praying to Mecca or facing the right direction. So that's just according to them. We've got Brandon Tatum in studio for another half hour. So I want to give out the phone line, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Questions for Brandon. If you want to talk about the Vegas shooting or anything else that's going on, we will take your calls in the next segment. But again, I think that the big story, especially when discussing this new evidence and these other coincidences getting brought up, is the fact the FBI offers no answers.
Right.
And they're the ones that are supposedly leading this investigation when so many times the sheriff has to basically say, I'm going to leave that to Agent Ruse, or I can't answer that. I don't have access to that information. So we're going to continue to break this down in the next segment. This is the War Room Show. War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show for all of our content.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol,
chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/ The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome to The War Room, the latest addition to InfoWars live programming. The War Room is live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and WarRoom.show. You can follow us at War Room Show on Twitter and The War Room Show on Facebook. And all of our content can be found on our YouTube channel. Subscribe for notifications. Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone bring you the day's biggest stories, as well as the latest breaking news, with a no-holds-barred, aggressive approach and commitment to bringing you the most cutting-edge analysis and information. For far too long, the liberal media complex has controlled the narrative. For far too long, the silent majority has been muzzled. The silent majority is no longer silent, and we control the narrative now. This is The War Room.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome to this Thanksgiving edition of The War Room. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, your friends, your loved ones, as we are celebrating with ours here. I am thankful for you out there that make it all possible by supporting us, sharing our links, sharing our videos, sharing our broadcast, and by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm thankful for my friends and family that made it all possible, helping me get here. I'm thankful to the crew that comes in here every day and makes all of it possible as well. So as we take a holiday over Thanksgiving, we will leave you with a special broadcast today highlighting all the coverage we've done here on the War Room of the Las Vegas shooting. Now, this terrible tragedy was something that was in the mainstream news for about a month. And unfortunately, even though it was very important and the main topic for a long period of time, especially in today's very condensed news cycle, it was shocking that we still couldn't get the truth. And still here we are, almost 2 months later, still unknowing of what actually happened in Las Vegas that day. Obviously, Alex Jones and his sources have been bringing you the truth about Stephen Paddock, the ties to ISIS, the ties to leftist terror, and everything that's been planning, been planned by the deep state to try to harm Trump supporters, attack Trump supporters, and at the end game, remove Trump from office. So what we do here is we have compiled different segments from the month of October, mainly when we were covering the Las Vegas shooting. A lot of the main talking points or the official narrative does not add up, something that we feel we have proven beyond a reasonable doubt. For example, the single shooter narrative is one that certainly does not add up. Now, not only will we be presenting to you video and audio, breaking it down today, showing you how the single shooter theory is not possible, we also had multiple live witnesses come on the War Room and share their testimony, which also indicates multiple shooters, which seems to have a strange reminiscent, as we got the JFK files released, reminiscing on the single shooter theory from the JFK assassination. Now we learn 54 years later that there were multiple shooters, according to the official FBI documents that President Trump released. So will it take 54 years for the FBI and the government to release whatever classified information they have on the Vegas shooting? Or will we learn before Trump is out of office? But what you will find out is that the official narrative is not true. and there are a lot of anomalies in the Las Vegas narrative. So we've got guests on, we've got eyewitnesses, and we've got video and audio from the scene breaking it down, really analyzing the lies coming from the official narrative. Folks, thank you so much for choosing to let us in your home on this Thanksgiving day. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running all kinds of great specials through Cyber Monday, and these are great specials for the holidays coming up as well. So please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Continue to support us, and we will be here today breaking down the Las Vegas massacre, the lies, the eyewitness testimonies, the videos, breaking it all down as you enjoy your Thanksgiving meal. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Is the War Room.
Okay, you know what? I forgot to give the crew this link, but this is actually key. This is from Las Vegas Review Journal. This was published on September 17th, 2017. Headline, officials say Las Vegas needs to be ready for disasters. And now here's a direct quote from this story. American Red Cross volunteer Bill Dahlquist said the two main disaster situations Las Vegans should be prepared for are terrorist threats and earthquakes. Is this just another strange coincidence that they were warning people in Las Vegas to be ready for terrorist events, terrorist threats? This was right after the famous 4chan post was made. I believe that was made on September 10th, guys. And then a week after that, where some anonymous poster on 4chan says they're getting ready to do a series, I forget the exact name of events, hyper something events, something like that, emergency events. They're preparing Las Vegas specifically. And then this is printed on September 17th that Las Vegas citizens need to be worried about terrorist threats. Okay. Now, let's get into the newly developing holes in the official narrative, which has truly fallen apart. No one's buying it. And I think the key thing about this now, and who knows what the Department of Justice is thinking or what Trump's White House is really thinking about this. They honestly haven't said too much. But if they try to do something like this again, if they try a mass terror attack again or a mass shooting or something along these lines, they're not going to get away with it. No one buys the lone gun theory, lone gunman theory as it is. If they try to pull off another something like this, people are going to start looking right at the top. Now, this is crazy. You recall, I believe, the Tuesday or the Wednesday after the Vegas shooting, we came on air and reported that the shooter's homes, his multiple homes, were not being guarded by police. There was no police tape. There was no security. There was nothing. Thought that was very shocking. Why? For obvious reasons, someone could break in and foil up the scene. Well, guess what? That's exactly what happened. Las Vegas shooter's Reno home broken into. The FBI is now revisiting. How convenient is that? So let me guess. The FBI goes in, says, remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this. Someone, and then leaves, tells Las Vegas police not to worry about it. I don't know, maybe they're running a sting. But they're not going to report that because they're just going to report that the home gets broken into and now the FBI is going back. Oh, well, we'll go back now. Now we got our crime scene. Now we got our crime scene. I guess that's how the FBI is going to address that.
Reminds me of San Bernardino.
It's just, it really reminds me more of anything of September 11th and the JFK shooting. And I think that that's really going to hit home when they do the Las Vegas Massacre Commission or whatever it is to officially imprint the official lie and shove it down our throats. Hotel worker. Before I move on. So his house gets broken into in Reno. Paddock's house, unguarded, gets broken into. The security guard that was shot, still alive, Jesus Campos, his house is guarded by armed security and private security. Am I missing something here? Something does not add up. The shooter's house, unmanned, unarmed, unguarded, gets broken into. FBI goes back. The hero, I'm not saying he was or wasn't, they're calling him the hero, Jesus Campos, he gets home from the hospital, his house gets guarded with armed security. This doesn't add up. Now, a hotel worker recalls dodging gunmen moments before Vegas shooting. A hotel engineer at Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino says he radioed for help as soon as gunman Stephen Paddock started shooting at him and a security guard. Well, this adds a new wrinkle to the official story. He says he could feel the bullets passing right past his head. Something hit him on the back. And also he says that he was on a higher level when he heard it. And he saw Jesus and Jesus told him to take cover. And I guess perhaps they did cross-reference this guy, and that's where they came up with the 959 for the first shot. But why wasn't this guy talked about before? Why wasn't this witness testimony heard before? And this still continues to beg the question, 200 rounds fired into the room or out into the hallway. That's what apparently struck Campos. Before the mass shooting? How did nobody report this? How did it take so long for people to know where that door was when Campos was right there? How about this? Las Vegas massacre gunman had a normal brain. Autopsy finds no abnormalities that could have driven him to kill 58 innocent people. What? So I guess he didn't get shot in the head? Or you're telling me a brain with bullet damage is not abnormal? Just every day, it just gets weirder and weirder. Again, so now other people are starting to ask. We asked this day one. Why did it take so long to stop him? New disclosure shows a casino guard alerted hotel to gunmen before Vegas massacre. And again, where are all the other people? No one else is on the 32nd floor. No one else is on the 31st floor when he lit up the entire hallway, allegedly. Nobody heard that? Okay, now I need to get to this quick. You may have heard of Gio Rios. We're trying to get him on the show. He's an eyewitness. And he said that he heard multiple shooters, including witnessing someone throwing a firecracker out before the shooting started. I found the video that correlates with that and proves what he said is real, guys. Let's fire clip 11. Now pause it right there and just rewind it real quick because I want to explain this audio. It's kind of hard to hear. This is a video. This is the last song they play before the infamous song that begins playing when the rounds start firing. You hear two or three pops. I think it's three or four pops even, and then a little bit of an echo. But you can tell This is a totally different sound than anything else you heard all night. It's somewhere on the ground. It's really close, and it clearly happens before the shootings. So let's roll it from the top again. Listen closely to the pop pop. These are the firecrackers that Gio Rios claims he witnessed first person. So there they go. So you just heard them. About three or four claps. Sounds like firecrackers on the ground. Checks out with Gio Rios. So now there's a little pause. Now is the next song that's about to start. You'll recognize when the gunfire starts. Oh, but you'll notice people are obviously moving and running away from that area right here. So something obviously happened. People are moving away. So there they go. And now here's the song you'll recognize. And there goes the fire. Now, another interesting point about this video, and I'm not claiming this means anything. It could just be how it goes. He's clearly shooting right at, he's shooting his camera, that is, right at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino window while these shots are ringing out, and there's literally zero flash from that room. I don't know if that's possible or not. But you can look at this video if you're a radio listener, warroom.show. He's shooting his camera right on the window that these shots are coming from. You can hear the shots, but there's no flash from the window. Is that possible? I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm saying I don't know, but I would expect you could see some sort of a muzzle flash if he was really shooting that many rounds out of the window. We'll be right back with more. This is The War Room.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emmerich's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us, totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Multiple videos, multiple eyewitness accounts, multiple audio analytics, and even the Sheriff Lombardo coming out and saying that there had to be an accomplice of some kind. So it's pretty much, I would say, majority accepted that there had to be at least, maybe not two shooters, but at least an accomplice to the entire thing. Now, I think anybody with enough research and reasoning into this would agree that there was multiple shooters, but regardless, even the layman would have to say there had to be an accomplice, especially when Sheriff Lombardo comes out and says, it's tough to believe he acted alone, you know, we're looking into accomplices. And then something hit me, because the big thing that woke me up was the Boston Marathon bombing, and I'm trying to relive all of that through my head some of these nights, because I'm seeing a lot of people that are becoming awake to, or essentially becoming red-pilled because of the Las Vegas massacre. Because they see the lies, they see the cover-up, and they go to alternate sources. Which, by the way, it's so important for you to share InfoWars.com. And, you know, not just sharing the links on Facebook, not just tweeting out the links and retweeting that. That's one way, and I really appreciate that. We really appreciate that. That's how we take over their platforms. But word of mouth, I think, is the most powerful thing. When you're talking to your friends and family and they're saying, I don't believe this story, I can't believe this. Hey, if you want the truth, go listen to Alex Jones. If you want the truth, go to InfoWars.com. If you want the truth, go to InfoWars.com/show. And just leave it right there. That's what got me here. I think that's what gets most people here. Word of mouth. Tell your friends and family that we're here trying to bring you the truth, because I'm about to play this video from NBC where they edit the audio from the Vegas shooting to deceive their audience. And you just have to ask yourself, why? Why would you try to edit this audio and deceive your audience? Why? What is wrong with you? So people see that. And so they come here. But as I'm sitting here and I'm recalling everything from the Boston Marathon bombing, something hits me. And I'm like, wait a second. After the Boston Marathon bombing, there was an entire lockdown on an entire city. Shelter in place, lockdown, streets empty, total full-blown manhunt. I don't recall the numbers, but I think maybe 30 people were so-called injured in the Boston Marathon bombing. Maybe, I don't even know if there were any fatalities. The whole thing seemed like a staged event to me anyway. They said there were drills going on that day. It goes well beyond that. I won't get into that. But think about it. Huge manhunt. City on lockdown. I mean, total manhunt, folks. Shelter in place, manhunt over an attack that was 10% as violent as the one in Vegas. No lockdown, no manhunt, even though it's crystal clear to anyone who's researched it, there were at least two shooters. And even the sheriff's department admits he had to have an accomplice. Duh! Oh, but Alex Jones made up that George Soros collaborated with Nazis, see? So there is only one shooter. You don't need to question anything. You don't need to question the official narrative, you see? But no. No manhunt. no lockdown, nothing, for an event that we don't know anything about that killed more than 50 people and wounded more than 500. And then people are sending me stuff like, oh, people are saying no one got hit, the whole thing was staged. There was a caller today I might agree with. You could have Islam, you could have the FBI, you could have Antifa, you could have all of it. You could have Christ Act, you could literally have all of this in one event, and that would make more sense than the official narrative. But here's NBC. Why would you do this, NBC, editing the audio to deceive their audience?
Control the narrative. NBC released a version of the video of the taxi driver who picked up sounds of gunfire from Las Vegas, and they basically edited her voice and hypercut clips to make it sound like the cab driver said people are running at a point in the video where she didn't say that.
This is what they did to Alex Jones.
People are running. You know, for there being gunfire, sure doesn't seem like people are running.
So there you go. The media is already trying to control the narrative, working with the higher-ups to try and hope this thing just all blows over so people don't start asking questions. Well, guess what? We are asking questions. And I'm going to get to the sheriff in a minute. 120,000 cameras in Vegas, all over the place, inside, yeah. Outside hotel,
nothing,
inside
though.
Elevator.
We got nothing.
64-year-old man brings up 23 guns, explosives, and thousands of rounds of ammo within a four-day period of stay there, and no CCTV footage. And then the sheriff gets in front of a microphone and says this.
A lot of this, you're probably saying, well, Jesus, sheriffs, it's 2017. How come it's taking so long for you to evaluate that? Because it's evidentiary. There's chain of custody issues associated with that. We have to ensure we're dotting the I's and crossing
chain
the
of command.
T. Because you know there's criminal
FBI cover
defense
up.
Attorneys out there.
Really? Criminal defense lawyer for a dead man? I thought you said there was no one else involved in this. This would explain why the media keeps going back and forth on different claims, and they sound confused too. And then the sheriff admits that he's lying or withholding information.
It's an ongoing investigation, and when I say I do not know, I may know.
More concerning of this entire press conference, the sheriff also says that the shooter may have been radicalized without us knowing, even though the FBI came out 1 hour after the shooting and said that the shooter was not radicalized by any ideology.
I don't know if we have possible future prosecution. You heard me say that we're comfortable that we have the suspect in the custody, but something more may come of that investigation. And I want to understand the motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
Also, NBC, of course, cut out the part in the cab driver's video where you hear varying levels and sounds of gunfire, which sound like there could be multiple shooters. In a follow-up video to the original video that I made that went completely viral about the varying level sounds of fire, I proved that the explanation of it being an echo or because the man ran from one window to the next could not be at all possible.
One, two, three, four.
5 seconds.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
So right there you can hear six shots. And you can go watch that video on YouTube right now. I'll post the link in the comments. Nevertheless, something is very fishy and nothing adds up about this entire situation. Are they just waiting for this to blow over? Are they waiting for us to go focus on the NFL again?
So we played the video that he's talking about before on the War Room show where he breaks down the audio and to me proves that there had to at least be two shooters. Otherwise it just doesn't make any sense, what he broke down. But now you've got one of the victims suing the hotel. A California woman wounded in the mass shooting at a Las Vegas music festival has filed a lawsuit against the operators of the hotel where the gunman fired from, the festival organizers, and the maker of the device that allowed weapons to be fired at a near automatic rate. So she's going after everyone. This should be interesting to try to follow the bouncing ball on this deal. The silence from Mandalay Bay has been deafening, but they just come out and said that the information being shared by the police might not be entirely accurate. Is there an info war in the massacre cover-up? We'll be right back with more of the War Room.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
It's bad, you know.
Our guest is at Nick Falco on Twitter. He decided to do a little independent investigation into the Las Vegas shooting. He stayed at Mandalay Bay just to get a couple questions that he had himself answered. He discovered some interesting things, but he got removed, kicked out, and banned from Mandalay and all MGM properties within 24 hours. Nick, thank you for joining us. Talk about what led you to want to do this and then your experience with being kicked out.
Originally wanted to just get away for the weekend and went there because of all the talk about and the questions about what was going on. And I booked a strip view and just randomly had, when I checked in, the view of the room, and I could see the shooter's room and the concert and all that for that, you know, that night, last Friday night. And then I just was like looking around and being aware of everything around me. And it gave me a whole different perspective being there and seeing it than what I had seen on TV or, you know, the internet, all, you know, videos or whatever was coming out. So.
Well, and you made a couple of important observations. Let's start with the room angle. Yeah. One of the things that you said was, why would the shooter have two rooms if they're trying to run with the narrative that he busted out the second window so he had a direct shot on the fuel tanks? But yeah. You did some research of your own based on the view from your room and the videos uploaded from people that were staying in the exact same suite of paddock that he didn't need to bust out a second window. He could have shot at the entire scene, including the fuel tanks, from just one window.
Right. So what I did was I tried to stick just to the facts and leave emotion out, and people can decide what it is they want based on what. But you're correct. I mean, the fuel tank, literally the concert is right across the street from the hotel, so the shooter is just on top of it. The fuel tanks are literally one just right behind the concert on the same block. There was no, so what I've been hearing was, well, why two windows, this and that? And then some people I've heard say, well, he needed a second window to hit the fuel tanks. That, I mean, just seeing the video, I saw a video today of someone that had stayed in the exact suite. You can see from that video and then my video, that's completely untrue. I mean, you know, it was the same line of sight, the concert and the, From that far, it just, you didn't need two windows, from my opinion, from my viewpoint.
Now, another important observation that you made was using the service elevators. You pointed out that there are indeed cameras, surveillance of the service elevators. However, that there's no alarms that you noticed on the doors.
Yeah, there's nothing. I didn't even, you know, when I checked in, have my room there, all there is just like in the tweets I put, just two plain doors. There's no signs saying employees only. There's no locks. Wouldn't even know what it is unless you saw. That's just the area where the house cleaners and the room service come in and out of. And you could just walk right in on any floor. And so I did. I mean, I didn't go anywhere in that hotel that I was not supposed to. There was no signs even saying freight elevators, no locks, nothing. It's there. It's available. I didn't use them, but it's there. So.
And as far as you can tell, there's no alarm on these doors. They said that the security guard was alerted to an alarm. There's no alarm on these doors that you saw. There's no restricted access. And actually, the service elevator is actually down the hallway from where Paddock's room was. So if he used this, he would have had to walk through the hallway with a bunch of bags.
Yeah, I mean, and the point there, if you want to draw conclusions based on what I saw and the pictures I took, is, you know, there's cameras inside every elevator. You cannot, from what I saw, you cannot sneak into that hotel any entrance without a camera on you. The surveillance is very heavy. So if it was Paddock and he is a high roller and it was just a perk, some people just like taking advantage of a perk. But yes, if he used the freight elevator, he would have had to walk down one hall and then over past the main elevators and then down another hall to his room. So an alarm that went off, if an alarm went off, would have probably been by the stairs. That there was exit stairs right next to Paddock's suite. But, however, that's the exit staircase, and there's no audible alarm. There could be something that alerts security, but it's not practical for a hotel to be having, because everyone's drinking and whatnot, and people would be going in and out, and the alarm would be going off all night. So there could be something, but there was nothing. Again, even at the exit staircase, it just said exit. It didn't say do not enter. It didn't say alarm will go off or emergency exit. You could just walk in, and there actually wasn't cameras inside that I saw. I didn't see any cameras visible in the hallways of the room. There could be hidden. I don't know, but there's nothing.
We're showing this video right now of the scene that we're describing here as he enters the service elevator area. And looking at this, you can't see anything that looks like an alarm. Like you said, there could be some, you know, hidden alarm that goes to security that alerts them, but there's nothing to indicate that. And
in the service elevator?
Right. No, yeah, I'm talking about to access the service elevator area.
No, there wouldn't be, because there are hotel employees coming in and out of that all 24 hours a day for room service, for house cleaning, or
mm-hmm.
all that. They're just going in and out. There would never be alarms or anything.
And so any stories saying that he had to use his girlfriend's ID to access the service elevators is false, because you don't need anything to access it.
Okay, well, from inside the hotel on a top floor from where I was, you do not. And inside, there is no, from what I saw, key card or anything required. Now, on the very bottom of the floor, at the bottom of the hotel, at the very entrance, I don't know where that led. I did not go in and take the freight elevator. I was very careful not to go anywhere I shouldn't or do anything I shouldn't. Everything was accessible to anyone staying there. Now, even if he used his girlfriend's card or not, that's kind of irrelevant, because there's still a camera inside the freight elevator. So to give the impression he used the freight elevator, maybe people want to say, well, he was sneaking that way through. It doesn't matter what elevator he used, because there's a camera in there too. I tweeted that out.
Again, no visible alarms to speak of. Nothing that would say an alarm would be sounded. There are cameras on all the elevators, including the service elevators. And the service elevator is actually completely on the opposite side of the hotel hallway than where Paddock's room was. These are all important observations made by you.
Yeah.
Again, this is Nick Falco on Twitter, and he went to do some independent investigation of his own. He was staying at Mandalay Bay, just as he said. He was being very, very cautious, very, very, courteous as to not be overstepping his bounds as a guest. But he was removed. Now, real quick, we got to go to break here, but did they ever really tell you specifically what you were removed for?
Yeah, I mean, do you have a few minutes? I can tell you how that happened.
All right, so here's what we'll do. We got to take a break here. On the other side, he's going to talk about how he got removed. We'll talk about more important observations. But again, an investigative reporter just trying to be fair about this investigation, not overstep his bounds, gets kicked out of Mandalay Bay and then banned from all MGM resorts. We'll be right back with more.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer here. I am joined by at Nick Falco on Twitter. And you're seeing the anonymous logo up there because he really wishes to remain anonymous in his investigative reporting. And Nick Falco is just a Twitter account he uses. A couple of actual observations that you made before we get back to talking about how you got removed from the premises. You made two other observations that I thought were very keen. One, MGM admits that they tracked your location through your phone, whether or not you're actually on their Wi-Fi. This is something that's part of their privacy policy on MGMResorts.com. It talks about how they're using that Wi-Fi to basically collect any information about you while you're on the physical location. They say that. And then also that you were there for 24 hours, perhaps not even, just doing a little, you know, curiosity, looking around, trying to figure out if you can get some observational answers on the Vegas shooting. And then within 24 hours, you get removed. But Paddock is apparently in his hotel, in this hotel for 7 days, with multiple firearms and thousands of rounds of ammo and nothing, not to mention the fact that there are smart TVs in every room which the CIA via Vault 7 can access. So any comments on all those observations that you made?
Yeah, so I didn't even realize they had that sophisticated technology or surveillance that they could tap into anyone's phone and act. I mean, they say it on their privacy policy. I put that in there, you know, so yeah, you can walk around and they'll know where you are, who your phone, your precise location, anywhere you are. It doesn't matter if you use Wi-Fi. So you need to assume when you're in one of these buildings, they're, I think what you see in the movies like Ocean 11, their security is really high level. They're protecting lots of money, and they're multi-billion dollar corporations. You need to expect that every move you make is absolutely tracked and your phone's listened to, whatever it is. I mean, just there's no privacy. You have to assume that. They tell you that. They don't hide it. So what was the other question?
Well, you also had mentioned, and I guess this can be our segue into talking about how you got removed from the premises. You're there for 24 hours. You're banned. You're removed. Allegedly, Paddock's there for a week, you know, stockpiling all these weapons and ammunition, and he's perfectly fine to stay. So talk about what happened when they removed you and just kind of that process.
Well, I think they're a little heightened, right? Their awareness is more heightened now, obviously, because of potential liability issues. And I can just tell you there's heavy security there. Just I felt safe being there. You know, I didn't feel, you know, it's secure. It's heavily surveilled. So basically, I only spent a couple hours maybe walking around and taking a few pictures or whatever you see. And I was actually, I walked down to Tropicana. I did a lot of other things and checked out other things, that videos I had seen. But when I first, I asked a couple employees some questions and about the shooting and whatever, nothing crazy, and they wouldn't tell me anything. And then, so I'd order room service Saturday morning, and it was a normal, like a, if you've ever ordered room service, you know, the person delivering it is dressed like a waiter or waitress. Then I ordered it at lunchtime, and it was a plainclothes older gentleman around 55, 60 years old. And I knew right there that they were watching me, and on, which I wasn't really doing anything crazy, but you know, they knew. I didn't
now was this, was this, what is the timeline between you tweeting some of these tweets out and you being removed?
I didn't do these. I didn't do it till I got home. I did not want to. I didn't even know if I would tweet anything. I didn't know if I would, anything of this would be significant. I just knew that there's all these unanswered questions of like, well, where are cameras, and did they get the guy on film, and no one knows any vantage point from the hotel. And you know, I didn't want to go there to smear.
So, but I'm trying to figure out what their reasoning would be for removing you if you hadn't put anything on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll tell you what they told me. So they caught on to me. So it was about, I was on the phone with a friend about 6 o'clock or so. And right when I hung up, the phone in my room rang, and the lady, told me, you know, sir, go to your front door. The management wants to talk to you. And I said, I didn't hear a knock. And they said, just go to your front door. And they hung up on me. I went to the door, looked out, and there were four guys, you know, and I said, okay, well, I'm done now. So I didn't know what was going to happen. I opened it. They were actually very nice to me. So, you know, they didn't threaten me or yell at me, or anything. They just said, sir, it's the property's decision that you're to be evicted. And I said, what did I do? And they said, you've asked some inappropriate questions to our employees about the incident last week. And I said, okay. I didn't argue with them. They let me pack my stuff. And as I left, there was just like a couple, I think, security officers of the hotel. Now, and then one guy with a badge looked like an FBI agent, and then like a security guy in plain suit with all earpieces and whatnot.
And they were armed?
Yeah, at least two of them were, yeah.
Okay. Can you enlighten my audience the inappropriate questions that you asked their staff? What questions did you ask their staff do you think that they would have deemed inappropriate? Or just in general, what questions did you ask?
I asked if there was, because no, I hadn't heard any employees talking about anything, so I just asked if there was like a gag order or something, and they said there was not. I that was pretty much it. And then I asked a couple other ones, were you here? What happened? Nothing crazy. Seriously, mm-hmm. nothing. I wasn't interrogating anyone. So I don't know where they picked it up. But obviously, I asked someone something that they went right away and reported to management. And then they started watching me. And then that mm-hmm. was the end of that. So they.
Yeah. And that would almost indicate that there is a gag order if they're not allowed to answer any questions. Of course, they denied that.
They told me there wasn't, but I don't know.
Well, it's strange, too, because I believe you actually tweeted this out as well. They give you a letter when you get to Mandalay Bay that's basically encouraging you to speak to the staff to show support. In this letter, it says, you know, offer a word of encouragement. Ask how they're doing if you see an employee. So, I mean, you didn't exactly.
I'm sorry. It must have been traumatizing to be here that night. I wasn't mean, or I wasn't running around like paparazzi harassing anyone or anything stupid. I was just acting like a normal guest. I didn't want to. Now I want to talk about. You want to talk about something else? Because I want to mention something about the eviction trespass notice.
Okay. Well, we got 2 minutes left. So whatever you think is the most important, flesh it out now.
Okay, so there's a lot of questions on why that form is blank. So when I was escorted downstairs. They refunded me the Saturday night visit or what I had paid for. And they gave me this, they filled out the form, and I asked each one of them for a business card or ID. They would not give me their names, no business cards. And then they would not give me a copy of the signed form. They gave me a blank form. And then I was walked over to the exit, and one of the guards pointed up to one of the cameras above us, the security cameras, and read the eviction notice out loud and just said, you're banned for life from every MGM property listed on here. And he read the notice out loud to me and then walked me out to the cab, and that was it. That's why.
Why don't you think they authenticated this document by signing it?
I don't know. I even called them after I left and I said, am I really banned or what? Because you won't give me a signed copy. And all the lady said was like, sir, I can't talk to you anymore about this. If you want to talk to a manager, call back next week. I haven't called them back. I'm not going to disrespect them and show up again. I don't really care. But they would not give me any identification, and they would not give me a signed copy of the form. I don't know why, but that's what I got.
Well, 30 seconds left. I mean, what do you take away from all this?
That they're... Look, hopefully I was able to offer some perspective on the fact that you cannot sneak into this hotel, so... There's cameras everywhere. I didn't film them all. I didn't want to, but I don't know. I mean, it's a secure place. I don't want to speculate on the investigation or what they're doing, but.
You did great reporting. Excellent work. Thank you for your courage. We'll be the ones to speculate. Thank you for your time.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/. The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome to The War Room, the latest addition to InfoWars live programming. The War Room is live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and WarRoom.show. You can follow us at War Room Show on Twitter and The War Room Show on Facebook. And all of our content can be found on our YouTube channel. Subscribe for notifications. Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone bring you the day's biggest stories, as well as the latest breaking news, with a no-holds-barred, aggressive approach and commitment to bringing you the most cutting-edge analysis and information. For far too long, the liberal media complex has controlled the narrative. For far too long, the silent majority has been muzzled. The silent majority is no longer silent, and we control the narrative now. This is The War Room.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome to this Thanksgiving edition of The War Room. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, your friends, your loved ones, as we are celebrating with ours here. I am thankful for you out there that make it all possible by supporting us, sharing our links, sharing our videos, sharing our broadcast, and by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm thankful for my friends and family that made it all possible, helping me get here. I'm thankful to the crew that comes in here every day and makes all of it possible as well. So as we take a holiday over Thanksgiving, we will leave you with a special broadcast today highlighting all the coverage we've done here on The War Room of the Las Vegas shooting. Now, this terrible tragedy was something that was in the mainstream news for about a month. And unfortunately, even though it was very important and the main topic for a long period of time, especially in today's very condensed news cycle, it was shocking that we still couldn't get the truth. And still here we are, almost 2 months later, still unknowing of what actually happened in Las Vegas that day. Obviously, Alex Jones and his sources have been bringing you the truth about Stephen Paddock, the ties to ISIS, the ties to leftist terror, and everything that's been planned by the deep state to try to harm Trump supporters, attack Trump supporters, and at the end game, remove Trump from office. So what we do here is we have compiled different segments from the month of October, mainly when we were covering the Las Vegas shooting. A lot of the main talking points or the official narrative does not add up, something that we feel we have proven beyond a reasonable doubt. For example, the single shooter narrative is one that certainly does not add up. Now, not only will we be presenting to you video and audio, breaking it down today, showing you how the single shooter theory is not possible, we also had multiple live witnesses come on The War Room and share their testimony, which also indicates multiple shooters, which seems to have a strange as we got the JFK files released, reminiscing on the single shooter theory from the JFK assassination. Now we learn 54 years later that there were multiple shooters according to the official FBI documents that President Trump released. So will it take 54 years for the FBI and the government to release whatever classified information they have on the Vegas shooting? Or will we learn before Trump is out of office? But what you will find out is that the official narrative is not true. And there are a lot of anomalies in the Las Vegas narrative. So we've got guests on, we've got eyewitnesses, and we've got video and audio from the scene breaking it down, really analyzing the lies coming from the official narrative. Folks, thank you so much for choosing to let us in your home on this Thanksgiving day. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running all kinds of great specials through Cyber Monday, and these are great specials for the holidays coming up as well. So please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Continue to support us, and we will be here today breaking down the Las Vegas massacre, the lies, the eyewitness testimonies, the videos, breaking it all down as you enjoy your Thanksgiving meal. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. Roger Stone has signed off for today. I am now taking over, your host, Owen Troyer. The War Room is live 3 to 6 p.m. Central weekdays at warroom.show. That's where you can find all of our content at warroom.show. Follow us on Twitter at warroomshow, and you can find all of InfoWars content, all 10 hours of live broadcasting a day, at InfoWars.com/show. I wasn't sure where I was going to start. I've got stacks of news here. But after hearing Roger Stone's kind words about my Las Vegas massacre coverage, I decided I'd go right into that. So basically here, we've got a stack of news, kind of the most recent revelations. I've got some videos too. We probably won't have time to get to these videos in this segment, but we'll certainly get to them next segment. And what's going to come of these videos, I was up again last night till like 4 a.m. watching videos because the way that these videos go, it's like there's just like totally new paths every time you find a new video from an eyewitness. It just like opens a new gateway. And then there's certain things that corroborate with other eyewitnesses. Like, for example, it's 100% without a doubt that there were people in the crowd firing off firecrackers. You have all these eyewitnesses accounts that are going with that. So, but we're going to have a video from inside Planet Hollywood during the shooting. That's right, Planet Hollywood. Nobody's talking about Planet Hollywood, which is on the complete opposite side from the concert venue as Mandalay Bay. And some shocking footage coming from that as well as a woman's eyewitness report. Now, this was an over an hour long, this video on YouTube. I'll share that video, but we won't be able to play all of it for obvious reasons. So, but you've got Jesus Campos, who rises again and magically appears on Ellen DeGeneres, who might have a conflict of interest there. But before we get into that, I found this on Twitter. And you know what? I'm sorry to the person who originally put these 20 questions up. Vegas anomalies, 20 questions. You guys, if you want to do a doc cam here, but I've kind of done my own little editing of this and I added a few questions. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down this list, which I have now compiled to 29 anomalies slash questions coming out of the Vegas massacre, of which the FBI claims that they're having a good progress in their investigation. But yet everybody paying attention to this is like, wait a second, there's been no progress at all. You're changing your timeline, but that's pretty much the only progress. So here are 29 Vegas questions slash anomalies. The official timeline has changed numerous times, as well as the dates that Paddock arrived. So why is the timeline changing? Why are the dates that he arrived being changed as well? By the end of the first week, the largest mass shooting in modern American history had disappeared from mainstream television media. That's pretty much correct. Nobody's talking about this on TV news anymore. In fact, I thought that Sean Hannity was going to be covering more of this. He's pretty much stopped covering it. Now he is trying to break the Russian collusion with Clinton and Obama administration. But Tucker Carlson, he is the only one, as far as I can tell, that is still covering this with somewhat of scrutiny or cynicism, if you will. So you got to wonder why that is. Paddock is an anomaly. Old, rich guy with no political or religious affiliation, no digital footprint, no criminal history, no history of mental illness, and no motive. Well, he did receive quite a heavy dosage of Valium, not before. Autopsy reveals no signs of mental illnesses. But again, the autopsy itself is a question, because if he shot himself to death in the head through the mouth, how would you be able to do an autopsy on him? So, but they don't answer those questions anyway. Paddock made a living from gambling, but all we know is the house always wins. So was he money laundering? How is he making a living from gambling? How is he making all this money gambling when we know that the house always wins? And again, just so you guys know, as the crew has pulled up these questions, I've kind of made a little bit of changes to these. So if it's not word for word, that's why. Number five, 23 guns, endless ammo, body armor, gas mask. How does an old, out of shape guy have the stamina to unload automatic weapons for 10 minutes without stopping? And then why did he stop when the police say he still had plenty of firepower and wanted to escape? And so, again, that just doesn't make sense. Number six, why were cameras set up inside the room if they reportedly weren't recording? And why were camera feeds going to the second room as well? And really, we're getting no answers on anything from the second room. Ballistics, how many guns were actually used? A great question. We have no answers. You'd think they'd be able to figure this out. But how about ballistics from the concert area? Such as damage from bullets to the police cars, to the ground, to the structures, any bullets that might have been found at the scene. We get nothing of that. And this is another thing I learned when I was going through all of this other video that I hadn't learned yet. They had that venue and the entire Vegas Strip locked down. You couldn't set foot on the Vegas Strip from about 11 p.m. to about 5 a.m. the next day. They pretty much had it entirely locked down. And then once they reopened it, you still could not go into that area. Paddock's house burglarized in the midst of the largest investigation in America, and the Las Vegas Police Department and the FBI have no leads. Why weren't they guarding that house in the first place? Jesus Campos is an anomaly. Employment history scrubbed from Mandalay Bay. No credentials to be a security guard in Nevada. Magically dodged 199 bullets, but somehow was only grazed by one. Disappears from all his previously scheduled TV interviews, and then reappears on Ellen DeGeneres, who has interest in the casino industry. Also, again, this was broke by Laura Loomer. It's so crazy. It's like, I'm just waiting to see where the dust settles on this. But shares a social security number with Jesus Quintero, possibly an illegal immigrant. And don't forget about the woman who walked around telling people they were all going to die before the shooting happened. And again, he disappears, cancels all of his interviews, and then magically goes on Ellen DeGeneres, who has a conflict of interest, in my opinion, because she's invested in the casino industry. MGM employees and Campos family under a confirmed gag order. Well, I can't confirm MGM employees are under a gag order. We've kind of heard that. They more or less confirm that by their unwillingness to speak. But the Campos family was under a gag order. Security posted outside Campo's home works for a company with a virtual address and expired business license. That's one that I personally cannot confirm or deny. But everything else on here registered it, so I thought it would be worth reading because everything else on here made sense. Again, multiple shooters, number 12 really didn't make much sense to me, so I just kind of crossed it out and said, again, all these eyewitnesses of multiple shooters. 13, former Mandalay Bay security guard claims hotel does not have door alarms. Those are multiple former security guards, including multiple eyewitness reports from Mandalay Bay that confirm that those service elevators and doors do not have alarms. However, they're actually claiming that he came up a set of stairs for a fire escape. So do those doors have an alarm? Again, though, I don't think so. Not from what I've been told, but that's still worth questioning. And they could have a private alarm. 14, what happened to the maintenance worker that was suddenly thrust into the timeline? He made it to Ellen too. Who accessed the service elevator? Because that's what they were claiming was used. And they do have surveillance from that elevator. Photos leaked day after shooting had no evidence markers, which suggests they were taken before CSI arrived. Why? And why has nothing else leaked? Why were crime scene photos leaked, but no surveillance footage leaked, or nothing from the other room? And really, it wasn't crime scene photos. It was just of Paddock, conveniently. Why did Paddock fly from Vegas to Phoenix only to drive back to Vegas before shooting? That's one that I'm not familiar with. Even all my research, I'm not familiar with that. Countless witness reported multiple shooters. Taxi video supports this theory, as well as other eyewitnesses. Police announced they will not hold future press conferences. No questions. The sheriff's body language clearly changes throughout. How about Agent Ruse's body language? Multiple scenes with multiple shooters. Multiple locations with multiple shooters. ISIS claims that they attacked. Rooms faced Mecca. The brothers changing response. Did he commit suicide? How did all of it get into the room? And what about the explosives in the car? There's 30 anomalies from Vegas. We got zero from the FBI.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving, and I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb, with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Oh, there it is. Footage from Jesus Campos on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Look at that. Oh, and there it is. The NFL steps in, too. The NFL is taking care of it all. Yes, that's right. That was made up by our creative team here. $25,000 Virtue Signaling Award for hush money. And then thank you for that cooperation. We'll give you some NFL tickets. That's nice, too. We'll get the NFL. You know, they've had some bad publicity, so we'll give them a nice little plug here, too. Yeah, you can go visit a Las Vegas Raiders football game, even though they're not even in Las Vegas yet. But there it is, folks. There it is. Jesus Campos resurrected and goes on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Are people, like, that's what I'm saying. No, everybody sees through this entire Vegas cover-up. It's so simple to see through. It's almost so funny. It's like offensive to laugh because it's so offensive how out in the open they are about this cover-up. And as I've said before, I've studied this. His body language, folks. He can't look up. He stares at the ground half the time. He can't look at Ellen. He can't look at the crowd. He can't look at anything but the ground. He keeps looking down, closing his eyes. That is the body language of somebody that's lying. I'm not saying, I don't know what the deal is with Jesus Campos. I'm just reporting the facts. Here's a guy, the biggest eyewitness to the biggest massacre in modern American history with a firearm, scheduled to go on 5 different shows to do an interview, including one Sean Hannity, which would be where you would expect something like this to happen, on a Sean Hannity. A guy who's a news anchor, does a show on news and current events and politics. In fact, last I checked, I believe he's the highest rated show in the nighttime news lineup between all of the television networks. So that's where you would expect this interview to go down. But no, we're not going to allow Jesus Campos to do a real interview with Sean Hannity. We're going to put him on the fluffiest, softest, cuddliest, cutest show on daytime television, the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Excuse me, the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Excuse me, the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Degenerative, excuse me. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense that Ellen DeGeneres, a goon. She's a goon. She's a comedian. What? That's her shtick. I mean, well, I'm not mad at her for being who she is, but why does she get Jesus Campos? How does she get the most important eyewitness to the biggest massacre in modern American history? Well, you might be asking yourself that. So, Jesus Campos reemerges after disappearing and canceling all of his interviews on Ellen. Adan Salazar, he's got the whole story right now on Infowars.com. Oh, and in case you guys didn't see the interview, Ellen makes sure to let Jesus Campos know that he doesn't have to do any more interviews. It's okay for him. Now, he's done the interview with Ellen. That's where everyone goes to get their news and politics and figure out how the world is working and what's going on. So he doesn't need to do any more interviews anymore. Ellen Degenerate, excuse me, DeGeneres said that today. So it must be true. That's right. Las Vegas hotel security guard appears on the Ellen DeGeneres show, but canceled with Hannity and four others. So why, though? Well, here might be something to do with it. MGM Grand Detroit is first casino in market to offer the Ellen DeGeneres Show slot game duo. Oh, this is a story from November 19th, 2014. MGM Grand Detroit announced today it has installed four of the Ellen DeGeneres Show video slots on its casino floor. Oh, the MGM working with Ellen DeGeneres. Interesting. Ellen DeGeneres surprises MGM Grand visitor playing celebrity-themed slot machines. Get this. Ellen DeGeneres, this was a week before the shooting. Ellen DeGeneres goes to the Las Vegas MGM Grand to play her slot machine game with visitors. What? New Ellen slot machine drawing crowds to area casinos. So you've got Ellen DeGeneres, highly invested in the casino industry, highly invested in MGM, magically, miraculously, somehow is the first to get Jesus Campos on air. How could it have happened? How is it possible? I don't believe it. And as you can see, here's Ellen DeGeneres' slot machine. Here's her in Vegas. Literally, that's her in Vegas. So again, Ellen DeGeneres invested in MGM, invested in Vegas, magically gets Jesus Campos on air for the first interview, even though he had some scheduled previously, canceled all those. Then she tells him, now that you've done this interview, it's okay. You don't have to do any more. It's all okay. Wow. So David Knight broke this down earlier on his show, kicks off in the morning, Real News with David Knight. Here's David Knight's quick coverage of Ellen DeGeneres and Jesus Campos.
You found it. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
I have a brand new slot machine. It is from IGT, and it's got new bonuses that are so much fun. There's even Cat Week bonus. I don't know what else y'all want from me. Put Cat Week bonus on a slot machine. I was in Vegas, and I went to the MGM Grand, and I surprised some people who were playing the machine, and here's what happened.
Play her slot machine. So this is the MGM Grand. This is another one of the casinos. I think MGM owns five or six casinos in Vegas. Mandalay Bay is one of them. So here is a person who is bought into this get-rich-quick idea of Vegas.
Well, yeah, if you're Stephen Paddock, it works.
Shows up at her own slot machine. And the rest of this video is just everybody screaming in excitement at the presence of Ellen DeGeneres.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
So that's Real News with David Knight every morning, 8 to 11, before the Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com/show. But think about it. Why let's think logically for a second. Don't go into conspiracy. Don't even try to be like a conspiracy theory. No. Use your brain. Why would Vegas want to cover this up? Why would Ellen DeGeneres want to also be part of covering this up? Folks, if the truth about this got out and there were multiple shooters, a large attack planned, and there were still shooters on the run, if this was ISIS, think about what that would do to Vegas. Think about what that would do for tourism. Think about what that would do to Ellen DeGeneres' slot machine profits. Okay? They have to cover this up. They can't let you know that there were multiple shooters. They can't let you know that ISIS was involved. They can't let you know that they couldn't do anything to stop it because that would hurt tourism. And they don't want you to have your Second Amendment and a gun so that next time something happened, you don't pull your gun out ready to defend yourself. No, we can't have that.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure water filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
window of opportunity here to remove people from the fake news, mainstream news platform. Specifically, you know, CNN and MSNBC have truly separated themselves from Fox News. And then you have the ABCs, the CBSs, the NBCs, which just put out whatever the official talking point is. Always on the liberal side of things, of course. You know, you gotta be politically correct. But the window of opportunity that I see here is the same window that wound me up in the seat of this chair instead in the seat of a chair doing some sports show, as I would have been doing if it wasn't for InfoWars coverage of the Boston Marathon bombing back in, I believe that was 2013. I believe that was April or March 2013. And what I saw when I was watching the news report on that for the first time in my life, that basically they were lying. They would go along with whatever the government says. And I couldn't trust Rich DeLaurier from the FBI. I couldn't trust Ed Davis from the Boston Police Department. I couldn't trust Carmen Ortiz from the Justice Department in that area. It's amazing. You know, you still remember these names and details of when you first got woke, if you will, or red-pilled. Just like I'm sure millions of Americans will never forget about Agent Roos and Sheriff Lombardo and everything that they've witnessed over the last 2+ weeks in response to the Vegas massacre, realizing that while the government lies to me, while the government covers up mass events and perhaps even stages them, wow, and then the news covers for all of it, what is this world I'm living in? What is this really? And then they find InfoWars.com. They realize that we're real people looking for real facts to give you real news, and we're not just going to regurgitate some FBI narrative, some mainstream news talking point. So last night, again, just refusing to sleep, I wound up watching this video that was over an hour long. In fact, I want to give her plug a channel right now so we can give her a shout out and direct you to this video. I've asked her if she wants to come on. This is a very powerful video. But this is a woman who was at Planet Hollywood while the shooting was going down. She was literally sitting in the casino playing slots while all the shooting happened. And her testimony cross-referenced to other eyewitness testimonies that come from that area, completely checked out. But just to take it one step further, I said, okay, I'm going to figure out just how legitimate what she's saying about her experience at Planet Hollywood really is. That's when I wound up on this video. So this woman just told her story on Facebook, or excuse me, on YouTube. And guys, if you have that link up and we can share it real quick, there's the video. They're playing the B-roll of it right now. This is her proving that she was there, proving she is where she was. I forget the name of her YouTube channel. So I watched this entire hour plus of her video, and it was amazing. Her eyewitness testimony was amazing. The proof that she gave for everything she said checked out. And that's when I wound up on this video. So this is a video of a man who was actually happened to be recording inside Planet Hollywood while everything that the woman in the video they were just playing was describing was going down. So let's roll clip 4. This is a video from inside Planet Hollywood while the mass shooting is going on. So this is the guy. He was just happened to be recording and playing poker at the time, and everybody starts running through the casino going crazy. And
this is crazy. This
is exactly how shooter at Planet Hollywood right now. That's what he says. There's a shooter at Planet Hollywood right now. The lady whose eyewitness report I was watching said that she was at the front of Planet Hollywood, and she actually thinks the shooter was just outside of Planet Hollywood. But regardless, obviously, you can see there's panic in Planet Hollywood, and it was reported and believed that there was a shooter either in Planet Hollywood or right outside the actual doors or the premises. And so this guy's talking about how he's playing poker, he's got all his chips here, And all of a sudden there's mass panic, people running around saying there's an active shooter outside. And so he decides he's going to start recording. And so he's actually kind of standing around, you know, remaining kind of level-headed. He wants to figure out what's going on. He's recording. And so he's kind of capturing everything. He's like, what's going on? You know, people are panicking. There's this shooter. I'm trying to see what's going on. But as you can see, people are running. And this is, here's another strange thing about this too. And this was an angle that never really kicked in until I saw this video and I heard this woman's eyewitness testimony, who was also at Planet Hollywood. They had this thing so under control, you wouldn't even believe it. You wouldn't even believe it. Basically, security was so quick to act. They got everyone out of all these casino floors. They got everyone off of the Vegas Strip. And even as you can see in this video, this guy's kind of like, I don't really want to go with the herd here. I don't really want to be told what to do by security. I kind of want to be in charge of my own safety. But it doesn't matter. They still shuffle him off with everyone else. They shuffle him off into, I think it was the basement area. They said, you're not allowed to be on the floor anymore. You have to leave. You have to get out of this area. So immediately they kick over control. Here's another security guard that comes out saying, you can't be here. You have to get out of the floor. There's an active shooter, essentially. Everybody move. But then I realized, listening to the woman's eyewitness account who was at Planet Hollywood, and then combing through my memory of listening to other people's experience that were actually in the casino at the floor at the time. Recall, you had people at the Bellagio saying the same thing, how they were basically immediately put into a safety emergency protocol. They couldn't leave the hotel. They couldn't leave whatever area they were designated to. Folks, they had this entire thing controlled immediately. Immediately. Nobody could see anything that was going on as soon as they were put into the security protocol. You couldn't leave your designated area, and you couldn't go back on the Vegas Strip for hours. And then once they decided to relinquish that emergency security protocol, they had the entire Vegas Strip locked down. You could not go anywhere near the concert venue. Of course, that's a crime scene, right? But we're not seeing anything from this crime scene. We're not seeing any leaked anything. We're not hearing about this crime scene. We're not hearing about any investigation. Nothing. Amazing how they had the whole thing controlled, the whole thing shut down, the entire city of Vegas basically removed from the scene as to keep anyone from actually being able to tell what's going on outside of the official narrative. So that was another crazy angle that I didn't really think about until hearing the woman's eyewitness testimony and then seeing this guy's video getting shuffled off with security. He's like, okay, they're making us leave. We're not allowed to be on the floor. All right, so real quickly, before we finish up here, guys, were you able to find the woman's YouTube channel? I want to plug this video so that our audience can go view it for themselves. I'm trying to get both of those eyewitnesses on, folks. But this lady, she was at Planet Hollywood when the shooting happened, and she said that there was certainly a shooter somewhere near the vicinity of Planet Hollywood. So if you can't find her YouTube channel, there it is. Thank you. I don't know her real name. I don't know if this is her real name, but there's her YouTube channel right there. Aurora Monroe. That's an X-Men reference, so I'm assuming that's not a real name. So Aurora Monroe on YouTube. Guys, show that channel name real quick one more time. Aurora Monroe. This is the woman who has an hour-long explanation of her eyewitness experience from Planet Hollywood, which matches up with what people have said at Tropicana, matches up with what people have said at the Bellagio. And if you look at a map of Vegas, Planet Hollywood is on the other side of the strip as Mandalay Bay. There's no way they heard Stephen Paddock firing from a 32nd floor. No way. There were multiple shooters. This is undeniable. What is the FBI covering up?
I'm driving home here. About to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room, and I'm your host, Roger Stone. Our technicians tell me that we won't be able to bring you that anticipated special report from Leanne McAdoo. We will bring it up another time. But in the meantime, I want to revisit the situation in Las Vegas. You see, citizen journalists and eyewitnesses to the Las Vegas massacre on October 1st have been using the power of the internet to share their stories with each other, even as the bigger social networks move on in overdrive to try to censor them. One would expect, especially given the considerable resources assigned to the case, that as time progressed, we would be learning more about exactly what happened. Sadly, this has not been the case. Narrative after narrative have been proffered, and one by one, they are poked full of holes by video, audio, and eyewitness accounts captured on the scene. When the mainstream media and their handlers realize their narrative is shredded in tatters, all they do is roll out yet another one, attempting to dive into the variety of media-generated raw image, video, and audio captured on the scene, as well as the outpouring of personal accounts, recorded later, reveals how deeply ingrained this rabbit hole goes. One red flag after another has been raised by the drive-by media. They quickly are glossed over and ignored. Today, we're going to talk about guns and money. Almost immediately after the shooting, Eric Paddock, the brother attributed to lone wolf Stephen Paddock, told the Washington Post that his brother only owned 5 guns, didn't hunt, and rarely shot his weapons. According to law enforcement reports released the day after the incident, some 23 guns were found in Paddock's Mandalay Bay suite, some of which had been converted, as we now know, to be fully automatic. It turns out that Eric didn't know his brother very well because in just the last year, Stephen Paddock had purchased at least 33 firearms in the one-year period from October 2016 until the actual day of the shootings. We say at least 33 because ATF, the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms within the U.S. Justice Department, had only searched the records of Nevada, Utah, California, and Texas to try to get hip to Stephen Paddock's gun purchasing proclivities. If Paddock had done mass purchases of weapons in other states, well, we might easily have missed those firearms acquisitions. It's curious that New Mexico and Florida were not included in the list of states recorded by the search, being as Paddock lived in both of them previously. Both states have fairly open and constitutionally based gun laws. When they searched his home in Mesquite, Nevada, authorities claimed to have found at least 19 additional guns. Initial reports said that Paddock had used an AK-47 rifle that appeared to be fully automatic when found on the scene. It was unknown if the weapon was of military grade, had built-in auto fire, or whether it had been modified. This weapon, while initially spoken about by law enforcement representatives and the news media, was not shown in any of the leaked photos of the Mandalay Bay suite. Later reports attributed the automatic nature of machine gun fire as coming from bump stocks, which are also called a slide fire stock, that were attached to at least some of Paddock's guns. Images of the inside of the shooter's hotel room at the Mandalay Bay were released by an anonymous source, not the Las Vegas Police Department, and they showed several different rifles, a number of which did appear to have so-called bump stocks. What is notable, however, is the fact that some of them did not. While not specifically related to the guns, while mentioning the pictures from inside the shooter's Mandalay Bay suite, it's important to note the image of the shooter himself, who appeared to be shot in the head and lying in a pool of his own blood. A clean and shiny rifle casing is sitting on top of the pool of blood by his head. Did the photographer place it there? Someone must have put the casing there because Stephen could not have fired his rifle in such a way to have the casing land on top of the pooled blood from his own mortal head wound, which of course he wouldn't have at the time that he had shot the gun at himself. Therefore, someone had to place the casing where it was. While Eric's brother claimed that Stephen was just an accountant, records show that he worked at Lockheed Martin and NASA and had a security clearance. A clearance is required for much of the work performed in both of those defense industry locations. Paddock was considered a loner with a long line of federal government jobs. He was listed as a U.S. Postal Service letter carrier in the mid-1970s, and then records show that he worked for the Internal Revenue Service from 1978 to 1984. From the IRS, he got a quote-unquote promotion to work at the Department of Defense at the Defense Contract Audit Agency until 1985, when he went to work for one of the defense contracting companies he ostensibly was in charge of auditing. 3 years later, this defense contractor merged with Lockheed Martin. Several sources, including internal newsletters from the 1980s, apparently show that at the same time Stephen was collecting a paycheck from the U.S. Postal Service, he was also arranging bowling tournaments for NASA. NASA, theoretically, an agency that he did not work for. Multiple mainstream reports show that Paddock graduated from California State at Northridge in the 1970s. Cal State Northridge features a strong recruitment and funding link to NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory going back decades. Graduating from Cal State Northridge, then going to a mail carrier, and finally working at the IRS hardly seems like a fitting resume for somebody who was then given a top job as a senior investigator at the Department of Defense's Defense Audit Agency. The DCAA is where the wheels hit the pavement for uncovering or covering up military industrial scale graft. The right guy for a DCAA job can take the heat off or prepare the way for billions of dollars of overcharges and outright theft of the American taxpayers' dollar. So Paddock's work history from 1988 to the current time is somewhat unclear. But by 2004, he was buying entire apartment complexes, netting himself millions of dollars in profits. By 2017, Stephen Paddock was telling almost anybody who would listen that he was a high-stakes gambler who gambled over $1 million a year at the tables of Las Vegas. This, it just so happens, is the perfect cover for a small-scale money launderer, and it worked for Walter White, after all. Stephen also liked to travel, but his choices of travel destinations tended towards the conflicted. There was some political turmoil someplace. It seems like Stephen Paddock would show up. Now, it's not easy to see why some researchers think that Stephen Paddock was not some accountant run amok, but rather a lifelong operative and employee of the deep state. I am proud to say that no media outlet has led where Infowars.com has led on this important issue. We still don't have the truth about what happened in Las Vegas, but we here at Infowars will not get distracted. We will not move on to the next story. We intend to stay on this one until we get what Alex Jones demands, the truth. And nothing but the truth. You're here on The War Room. I want to remind you, stop by the Infowars.com store to give us the help we need. You are the cutting edge.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality Infowars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/